Hello, world. This is Wichita.
One night near home, I with rapture behold thee, and breathe the field.
The Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family, opens its rich storehouse of history to bring you another drama of early day Wichita. Since 1872, the Eagle has been writing the story of this city's progress. And now, through the magic of radio, these stories live again. We bring you another chapter of This Is Wichita. The first federal quartet opens our show tonight with Long, Long Ago.
Tell me the tales that to me were so dear, long, long ago, long, long ago. Sing me the songs I delighted to hear, long, long ago, long ago. Now you are come, all my grief. So long you have rode. Let me believe that you love as you loved long, long ago, long ago. Do you remember the path where we met long, long ago? Smile you preferred. Love, when you spoke, gave a charm to each word. Still my heart treasures the praises I heard. Long, long ago.
Did you ever stop to think how thoroughly the news of the world is covered and presented by the Wichita Eagle? Every event of any importance, nationally, internationally, or locally, is written and published in the Eagle. And because the Wichita Eagle is the only newspaper with both a morning and evening edition in this city, you get the news while it is hot and fresh. Every 12 hours, the news comes to you from the Wichita Eagle. And yet the cost is only, yes, it's only 20 cents per week. There is something for every member of the family. News, sports, market reports, the most famous comics and features. No wonder more than 94,000 Kansas subscribers are for the Wichita Eagle. And now the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, brings you Torstan by Edward German. Thank you. And now we turn to the back files of the Wichita Eagle. And from these pages step characters from the drama of yesterday. Tonight, the Wichita Eagle tells the story of buried treasure in Payne's Park.
There's buried treasure in Payne's Park.
Gold and silver in Payne's Park.
All you have to do is to dig for it. Buried treasure. Go on.
Dig for it.
Silver.
Buried treasure.
Buried treasure.
Yes, buried treasure is in Payne's Park. That's where the Lawrence Stadium now stands. And for years, it has been whispered that cowboys and pioneers buried their treasure there, much of which is still there. Way back in 1872... this land was a shady grove of cottonwood trees, an excellent campground for the cowboys from Texas. In 1872, West Wichita was known as Delano, and one of the big attractions of this wild town on the west banks of the Arkansas River was Rowdy Joe Lowe's Dance Hall and Saloon. Here, the Texas cowboys came to spend their money, which they earned by driving cattle over the long, dusty trail from Abilene.
You know, Slim, something tells me we're getting powerful close to Wichita.
Yeah. I could have told you that an hour ago. I could tell by the fuzz on my tongue.
Thirsty, huh?
Yeah, but not for water. Oh, boy. I can almost taste that there red-eye whiskey I'm going to lap up at Rowdy Joe.
Yeah, I bet you can taste the soothing kisses you're going to smack up from them dance hall gals, too, huh?
Nah. You got the only good-looking gal out of that, Mr. Crows.
You mean Goldie?
I don't mean nobody else. How you ever roped that little heifer is more than I can figure out. But you got her, partner. You got her lassoed, hog-tied, and branded. She's all yours.
Tell you something about her, Slim. I ain't going to be seeing much of Goldie this trip.
Ah, go on.
No, I mean it. I'm passing by Goldie and all them dance hall dames. Fact is, I'm going to look myself up a jewelry storeman as soon as we get this cattle into Wichita.
A jewelry man?
Yeah. I'm going to buy myself a wedding ring for the prettiest, nicest, sweetest little gal whatever joined up with an outfit like
that. Say, now you mean that you're going to marry some dame?
Say, she's no dame, Slim. She's a lady. You can't even mention her name in the same breath as you do them gals at Rada Joe's.
Well, I'll be a leather-pulling maverick from way back up yonder. Why, Jeb, you've gone plumb loco.
Oh, you mean I'm just getting some sense. I'm going to come into the corral, Slim. Settle down. Ease up beside the whiskey-swilling cowpoke. No more of this riding herd on cattle, working like a dog just to make some money to blow in on dance hall gals and drinking. I'm going to settle down. Live like a white man. I'm going to raise kids instead of Cain. I'm going to be one of the folks that lives in Wichita.
Well, Jeb, I reckon you know what you want.
I sure do. I've been saving a little each trip. I got a right nice little nest egg now. When I put the pay that I get for this trip with it, I'll have some. See this? That little sack's got $150 gold.
Say, that's a lot of money, partner. Hey, did you ever stop to think what a shindig we could throw with all that money?
Oh, no. Not me, Slim. I'm hiding that money in my own little special place. This is one time Rowdy Joe's saloon don't get it.
But Jeb, now, ain't you going to stop for just one drink at Rowdy Joe's?
Nope. I'm seeing Mary tonight.
Ah.
Going to her home first. Going to meet her aunt. And then I'm going to take Mary to the Grand Calico Ball at the schoolhouse.
But Jeb, now, you got to have one drink with your old pal. Just for old time's sake.
Well, maybe one. I'll see you for a few minutes at Rowdy Joe's, but I'm going to see Mary first. She's the one I've been thinking of every mile of this here trip.
Yeah, that's swell, Jeb. Say, you know, I reckon I'll take over this here Goldie gal now, if you don't mind.
Not at all, Slim. Goldie's all yours, if she'll have you.
Yeah, well, thanks, thanks. Hey, looky, Jeb. Hey, there's the town.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We're getting near to good old Wichita.
Hi, I am. on, Joe. Don't be so slow. Set out another bottle of that red eye. Didn't I tell you I was powerful thirsty?
Coming right up, Slim. Coming right up. There you are, sir. There we are.
Good old red eye. Hey, Goldie, come here. How are you?
Take it easy, Slim. You'll last longer.
Come here, Goldie. Listen, you know, I've been trying to see you ever since I got in here. Sit down, Goldie, sit down. I got something I want to tell you.
All right, Slim. Spill it. I'll try not to yawn.
Ah, now, Goldie, don't be like that. Listen, baby, I'm your friend.
Yeah, everybody's my friend. Everybody but the right one. Where's Jeb? Why ain't he here?
Well, now, that's what I want to tell you about. Listen, Goldie. Something's happened to Jeb. He's gone now.
What's happened to him?
Huh?
What's happened to him? Is he hurt? Where is he?
Nah, he ain't hurt. He's all right.
Then what do you mean something's happened to him? Don't just sit there like a toad. Tell me about him. Ain't I been going crazy waiting for him to get back here to this town?
Gee, Goldie, you mean you're really crazy about that hombre?
Oh, quit asking me questions, Slim. Tell me about Jim before I crown you with this bottle.
All right, now I'll tell you. Just a minute. It's like this. Jeb's in love.
What?
Smitten. He's loco. Plum saddle-busted for a gal. A nice gal, Goldie. One of them decent gals that lives over across the river. And he's going to marry her. Going to settle down here.
What?
Yeah.
Jeb's in love. He's going to... Say, what are you trying to hand me?
Right, the truth, Goldie. Some nice little gal over across the way has lassoed him. He's all through riding herd on Longhorn. He's going to be a citizen. Yeah.
You got a great sense of humor, ain't you, Slim?
No. I'm telling you the truth. He's coming in here for one last drink. Then you'll find out I ain't fooling. Now, look, Goldie. You're the nicest gal in this here dance hall. And I've always been more than crazy about you. Why don't you sort of...
Take your dirty hands off me.
Well, now, wait a minute.
I'm going to find out about this. Oh. If you're lying to me about Jeb and that dame, I'll...
He ain't, Goldie. That's straight.
Jeb.
Hi, Goldie. Join me and Slim in a drink? It's going to be my last in this joint.
Say, what are you doing, Jeb? Trying to give me trouble? It's your idea of a joke, huh? You want to round me up and make a scene, huh?
No, you got it all wrong. Goldie, I'm getting married tomorrow.
I told you, Goldie.
Shut up! So you're getting married tomorrow?
Yep.
And that's all there is to it, huh?
Well, I reckon...
You just walk in and say, I'm getting married tomorrow. I ain't meant nothing to you, huh?
Well, sure, Goldie, we've had some swell times together. You've been a great gal, but a fella's got to settle sometime.
Oh, and so you go across the river to pick up some white-faced, simpering little milksop to throw in my face?
Hey, cut that. Well, listen, Goldie, I just met someone I love. She's the sort of woman you think of when you think of a home and children. Oh, look, Goldie,
Jeb, you don't mean that. Look, you can't be that blind. You know what you've meant to me. I ain't been ashamed of it. I ain't been ashamed that I went plumb cuckoo over you. I thought you was sort of my kind. What the devil's the matter with me? Ain't I good enough for you?
No, you see, I think he's going to answer that. Listen, Goldie, ain't you got no sense? You're a dance hall dame. My partner here wants a lady for his wife. Not a... Well...
Why, you rotten end of a
now,
horse!
Wait a minute.
I'll show you.
Now, look,
get out of here. I'll fix you.
I know.
I'll bring you.
Look out. Don't put that bottle. It's full. Wait.
I gotta talk to you.
I don't reckon there's any more to say, Goldie.
Yes, there is, Jeb. I just had to get rid of that partner of yours, Jeb. Oh, I can't let you go like this. Listen, I've been making a fool of myself over you. All the other gals been laughing their insides out because I'm such a fool for you.
Oh, listen, Goldie.
No, you listen, Jeb. Listen to my side of it. Slim says you're tired of riding herd. I don't blame you. Look, Jeb, We can settle down. Have it easy. I had plans all fixed up for you and me. I was just waiting for you to come riding back here so I could tell you. Listen. Jeb, how'd you like to own your own saloon?
Huh?
Yeah? You'd be the big boss behind the bar. You'd take the money those dumb cowhands throw away.
I ain't following you. What do you mean?
Listen, Jeb. I ain't been working here in Rowdy Joe's all this time not to know where to lay my hands on plenty of money. Think I don't know about the Grove?
The Grove?
Sure. Right out next to this joint. It's where most of these cowboys bury their money. They ain't got sense enough to go to a bank. Well, listen, honey. Little Goldie learns a lot sometimes when she's listening to a drunk blabbing about all the money he's got. Ever so often, some cowpoke tells me very confidentially where he's buried his little treasure over in the Grove.
Well?
Well, you know, things sort of happen to a few of the patrons of this little emporium of sin. Sometimes they never get back over to the Grove. Or sometimes they just don't find their gold. Follow me now, honey?
Sure.
Well, follow some more. Little Goldie's got herself about $3,000. That's enough for you and me.
Stop it, Goldie. I knew you played every man that hit here for a sucker, but stealing their money like that, boy, you ought to...
But, Jeb, I never played you for a sucker. You blind, dumb idiot. I love you.
Oh, look, Goldie. Over there across the river is one of the few really decent girls I ever met. She has faith in me. Knows what I am. Knows where I've been. I ain't lied to her, but she loves me. She's holding out a chance for me to be somebody, to settle down and have a home.
A home in this mud-spattered cow town?
Oh, it won't always be like this. That's what she showed me. This town's going to grow, and all these places are going to pass away. The days of cowboys raising Cain in town are going to pass. You'll find a town full of respected citizens, men and women planning and building a city, a great city. Well, you know, they've got a railroad running in this town now. Someday I'll bet you the railroad will even bring cattle up here from Texas. This stuff old Colonel Murdoch's writing in that paper of his, that ain't talk through the hat. What he says in Eagle about the future of this town makes sense. And I want to be here to see it, to share in it. I want to have a home here and a nice wife, a wife like Mary. Well, you see, Goldie?
Yeah, I see. You sure got it bad, ain't you, cowboy?
I reckon so.
Did you tell this girl about me, or was you afraid she'd shock your maidenly modesty?
No, she knows. I ain't held no cards on her. The deck ain't stacked up against neither one of us. I told her I was going to come over here tonight and have a drink with Slim and say goodbye to you and everyone.
So it's really like that?
Yeah. And then tonight, me and Mary is going to go to the schoolhouse. They're having what they call a grand calico ball. It'll be all refined and nice like. No shooting or wild drinking. They'll serve ice cream and cake. And then tomorrow...
Tomorrow, wedding bells. You know, Jeb, most of the help around here at Rowdy Joe's figure I'm a pretty good sport. This is sure a test. You walk in and say, "Goodbye, Goldie. I'm getting married tomorrow." My heart thumps like the keys on that piano. One minute I feel like sticking a knife in your back. And then I feel like falling my fool eyes out. Oh, what's the use? You got all the aces. So I'm pouring you a drink, Jeb. Listen. Look, everybody in the place is grinning at me. Slim's told him the story of how I lost you. Look at him. Turn around over there. Never mind, boys. Little Goldie can lose and smile. Well, Jeb, here's your drink.
Oh, thanks, Goldie.
Here's a toast to a long, lean, lanky cowboy from Texas who made a sucker out of Goldie, the gal from Rowdy Joe's.
Oh, Goldie, I wish you wouldn't take it this way. I got plans, Goldie, and, oh, if you could just see her, if you know what she's like. Well, till I met her, I never saved a dime, never wanted to. Now I got some money, a nice little nest egg,
yeah.
Right over there in the...
In the Grove?
Yeah, but I'm not telling you, baby.
Man.
That chandelier's acting funny.
Yeah?
Sort of swinging. Hey, what's the matter with the lights in this place?
Are they getting kind of dim, Jeb? Yeah. Everything kind of turning black?
Yeah. Say, where'd you put in that drink?
You fool.
You put some knockout drops in there. That's why you had me turn around. That's why you... Oh.
Sleep tight, you fool. Your little sweetheart ain't gonna see you tonight.
Hey, now, Professor. Hey, Professor. Yes, there's some more music. Come on. I'll give you another dollar. Now, look, play something frisky. That's the way, something frisky. I'm going to go out here and help her. Let's have a dance with one of these here gals.
You want to dance, do you, Slim? Well, how about me?
Huh? You, Goldie?
Sure, why not? But first I want to talk to you, Slim. Come on, let's sit over here.
Now, see, that's more like it. Last time I saw you this evening, you were heaving bottles at me.
Oh, forget it, Slim. Listen, honey, want a good laugh?
Yeah.
Guess where your partner is?
Why, I reckon he's over at that highfalutin ball that they're having in Wichita, ain't he?
No, my little buffalo face. He's knocked out cold. I got him tucked away in one of the rooms. He's dead to the world.
You're dead? Now, Goldie, that's a heck of a trick to play on a man. What's he when they get married? Poor Jeb.
I guess that puts a laugh on him, don't it?
Yeah, just wait till the boys hear about this.
The funny thing is, little lady friend over in Wichita is probably still waiting for him to show up at the ball.
She'll kill him when he does show up.
I hope so. Well, Slim, I guess that I'm going to kind of soften my heart to you, honey.
Oh, now, you mean that, Goldie?
Sure. Why not? But you've got to sort of do me a favor.
Yeah, name it, Sweet Patootie. Just name it.
Well, you know, Jeb told me he had a little money buried over in Cottonwood Grove.
Yeah?
Now, you being sort of close to him, you might accidentally know just where he got it buried, do you?
Sure I do.
Well, honey, all you got to do is lead me to it. I want that money.
You mean... You want me to help you steal Jeb's money?
You catch on quick, don't you? Do that, and you and me might be awful friendly. Well, what do you say?
What do I say? I say you can go to the devil.
What?
Listen, Goldie. Keeping Jeb from his gal tonight wasn't so bad. But that's as far as the fun goes with me. And come to think of it, I ain't going to let you bust this marriage up. I'm going to tell Mary the truth.
Why?
Out of my way, Goldie, out of my way. Jeb's gal is going to know what happened to him.
The orchestra will favor you with coming through the ride. Now everybody just grab your partners.
Say, Mary, can I have this dance?
Oh, no, thank you. Not this one.
Now, Mary, you just as well dance with some of the nice young men who are here. That awful cowboy isn't going to show up.
Yes, he will, Aunt Isabel. I'm sure he will.
The idea. Why, it's 10 minutes after 11 now. Mary, I just ought to set my foot down and forbid you to carry on like this.
Auntie, please.
Just isn't refined. And as your sole guardian, I'm just not doing my duty by letting you carry on over a low-brow cowboy. The idea. He's probably over that awful Rowdy Joe's drinking and carousing.
No, he isn't. Something's happened. Maybe he's in trouble. Oh, I wish I could go over there to Rowdy Joe.
Oh, good heavens, child. That dreadful place.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Mary Slunk. Oh, there you are, miss. Remember me?
Slim.
Yeah.
Yes, you're Jeb's friend. He introduced us this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, but where's Jeb? What's happened to him?
Well, miss,
He's in trouble, for no fault of his own. A certain wildcat at Rowdy Joe slipped some knockout drops into his drink.
Oh, poor Jeb. Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there. I just wanted you to know so you wouldn't think that he was staying away on purpose.
Auntie, that settles it. I'm going to Rowdy Joe's.
Betty Slatton, don't you dare! For pity's sake!
Now, miss, you can't go there. No decent woman would be
Jeb's found in trouble. He needs me, and I'm going.
Now, Mary, you do no such thing. Why, the scandal would shock the dead. That I should live so long.
Come, Slim. I must go to Jeb, and I'll tell that awful dance hall girl what I think of her.
Wait, Mary, if you insist on this horrible thing, you must have a chaperone. Now, you wait until I get some butcher knives and some pistols, and I'll go with you.
Miss, but I sure wish you wouldn't go in there.
Oh, Mary, let's turn back. What will folks in Wichita say when they hear we've been in Rowdy Jeb?
I don't care. Jeb needs me.
Miss, I sure can see why Jeb fell for you.
Oh, Mercy, this horrible place. I think I'll faint.
Oh, now, Lordy, don't do that. Here, I'll get you a slug of red eye.
Oh, don't you dare! Oh, Mary, why did we allow to fall in love with a cowboy? The nasty, dirty things. They just shoot up the town and cause trouble. Oh, one of those ruffians winked at me.
Maybe he thinks you're a new gal at Rowdy Joe's.
Why, how smacky, sassy face. Mary, she's one of our next-door neighbors. Oh, we're ruined, destroyed.
Oh, please be quiet, Auntie. I'm looking for Jeb. Help me, Slim. I can't find him.
Oh, dearie. Were you looking for someone?
Well, yes, I'm
looking.
Now,
look out, miss. Now, that's Wildcat Goulding.
And this, I take it, is little Mary.
Where is he? What have you done to him?
Well, now, listen to little Angel Eyes. She wants to know where her man is. Listen, honey, if you can't keep track of your man, don't ask me to.
I'm asking you where Jeb Slade is.
And I'm telling you nothing, see? Now, how do you like that?
Listen, what you're doing won't stop Jeb from marrying me. And what you're doing won't stop me from loving Jeb. This is the first time I've ever seen a woman like you real close.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't scare me. I know what you've done to Jeb, but you can't keep him from me forever. You can't stop him from coming to me.
Well, honey, it looks as if I'm doing all right so far. Why, you poor little scarecrow. What if I told you Jeb wants to stay here with me?
I'd say you were lying. I know Jeb. And I think I know you. You haven't any real power over men. Oh, they turn to you when they're lonely and shunned by better society. But they have no love for you. You forget that deep in the heart of almost every man, there's something good and clean and decent. And they find it sooner or later. You and your kind are losing every day. This is a rough town yet. But slowly, gradually, we women are bringing civilization to it. You come to tear down our work, but you'll fail. You've no lasting place in this town or in the hearts of the men who are building.
That's a very pretty speech. So you think me and my kind are all wrong? Listen, honey, you're over on the west side of the river now, and a woman's just one thing when she's over here. So let's see how well you do with the crowd. Hey, boys!
Hey, now, Goldie, don't do that. Oh. Don't call them over here.
Hey, boys! Look what we got. A couple of new girls. A little green, and one of them is a little old, but new talent, boys.
Meet that pretty one there.
Hey, now, get away. These dames aren't dancing.
Yes, they are, boys. Grab the cute one. She loves them.
Stop it. Leave me alone. Stop it.
Let go of her, you dirty
punk. Yeah, I grabbed the girl first.
Take her hands off her eyes, Jeb.
Maybe you'd like to make me do it.
Yeah, that's right. Take that.
Say, why, you dirty...
Hey, look out. He's going for his gun.
Look out.
Dead Mary Noel.
Thank you.
Let's get away from here.
Oh, Jeb, are you all right?
Sure. Got a bullet in one of my arms. Be all right. Slim, you'll have to help me dig up my money. It's over there by that tree.
Sure, I know. I'll get it.
Oh, Mary, why did you ever come here?
You know why.
Well, I certainly don't. I feel like a fallen woman the rest of my life. Oh, that awful place. That horrible place. To think I was in it.
That's a shame for both of you. But it's my last time, Mary. Gosh, it's a good thing I came to when I did.
Yeah, you ain't lying, Jeb. Well, here's your money. And you darn fool, did it ever occur to you that they got a bank over across the river there in Wichita?
Slim, did it ever occur to you that I got the best bank right here?
What's that?
My future wife. Here, Mary, that's the money for our home in Wichita. Come on, maybe we still got time enough to dance just once at the Grand Calico Ball.
Oh, me. I shudder to think what will be printed in the paper about it. I just know it'll get out.
Oh, I wouldn't worry none about that, ma'am. That's an awful nice thing about Colonel Murdoch's paper. It doesn't count that kind of an incident as news.
And so the curtain falls on another chapter of This Is Wichita. Rowdy Joe's saloon has vanished, and so have the cottonwood trees in the grove nearby. And most folks have stopped dreaming of buried treasure left by the cowboys. Lawrence Stadium now stands there, and, well, please don't dig it up. We need it for baseball this summer. Sunday evening at 6:45, the Wichita Eagle opens its back files and reveals a story of the past. Every morning and evening, the Wichita Eagle brings you the stories of the present. We cordially invite you to listen again next Sunday to another drama of your city and mine. This is Wichita.